This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Rikinti Marwin. The first phase of the Second Army Commanders Conference 2024 will be organized in a hybrid mode at Gangtok in Sikkim from today. The two-day conference will serve as a forum for senior commanders to review the current operational preparedness, deliberate on critical strategies and outline future directives. Union Minister for Defense Rajnath Singh will address the conference and will be briefed on the emerging security challenges and response of the Army in the security domain. The major issues to be deliberated include the growing importance of a multi-pronged national security strategy that incorporates integration of civil-military fusion and the diplomatic, information, military and economic pillars to counter contemporary threats. Discussions will also focus on critical national security issues and strategic aspects aimed at sharpening the Indian Army's war-fighting capabilities. The second phase of the Army Commanders Conference will be held in Delhi on the 28th and 29th of this month. During the conference, meetings of various Board of Governors will deliberate upon welfare measures and scheme for the financial security of serving soldiers, veterans and their families. In Meghalaya, West Garo Hills and South Garo Hills districts are the worst affected districts due to landslides and floods triggered by heavy rainfall in the past few days. Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma has been touring the worst affected districts, especially areas in South Garo Hills and Dalu area in West Garo Hills district. As many as 15 lives have been lost, 6 injured and over 6.51 lakh population have been affected. The district administration has set up 69 relief camps, out of which 68 relief camps are in Dalu, with around 17,000 people taking shelter. Revenue and Disaster Management Minister Karmen Shila yesterday informed that 246 villages have been severely affected and a total of 347 houses were damaged and 665 households partially affected. The minister described as one of the worst situations in Garo Hills, and the state government is putting in efforts to provide relief and rehabilitation to the affected areas and the people. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Konkan, Goa and Maharashtra during the next 2 days. The IMD has also predicted light to moderate rainfall over Lakshadweep, Kerala, Mahe, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Coastal South and North Interior Karnataka for the next 7 days. In Mizoram, more than 5 lakh saplings have been planted across the state under the Ek Ped Ma Ke Naam campaign. Speaking to Akashvani News Divisional Forest Officer of Aizawl and Nodal Officer for the campaign, Vanlal Nulpui Mar said that following the appeal made by the Prime Minister, the Mizoram government has taken massive efforts in the tree plantation drive after the Ek Ped Ma Ke Naam campaign was launched in the state on June 5th this year on World Environment Day. She informs that more than 5 lakh new saplings have been planted since the commencement of the campaign, and she appealed to the public to collect tree saplings from forest offices and participate in the campaign to contribute towards a vibrant Mizoram and India. Mizoram has the highest forest cover in India, as a percentage of its total geographical area is 84.53%. Various departments of the government, schools, colleges, universities, NGOs, village local councils and individuals took part in the campaign. The 38th National Games will take place in Uttarakhand from January 28 to February 14 next year. The complete program for the National Games will be unveiled during the General Assembly meeting of the Indian Olympic Association set for the 25th of this month. In addition to the National Games, Uttarakhand will also host the Winter National Games. During a recent meeting in New Delhi, Uttarakhand Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhani met with Indian Olympic Association President Dr. P.T. Usha. The Chief Minister assured that Uttarakhand is fully prepared to host the 38th National Games, emphasizing that the event will be organized on a grand scale. He also highlighted the commitment to providing excellent facilities for athletes and visitors traveling from across the country. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.